Not to put too fine a point on this, but how long do I have to stay at this thing exactly?
What thing?
This non-mandatory morale-boosting party. How long am I required to be here till my morale has improved to the satisfaction of the management?
Just relax, would you? Everything's pretty laid back, actually. I'm gonna go get a drink.
Actually, I think I've been seen by everyone I needed to be seen by. I'm just gonna head out.
You sure? I think we might try to play a board game soon.
Definitely sure.
Right. See you Monday, then.
So long.
I can't believe I got roped into this thing. I'm always... Ah!
Oh, hey, Jerry.
Doug.
How's it going?
Good, actually. I was just gonna...
Can you believe these parties? They always say non-mandatory, but that's like when people say, no offense, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
Right. Listen, I really...
Jerry, can I ask you something?
Sure, Doug.
I want you to be honest with me. None of this sparing my feelings bullshit, all right?
Okay.
Jerry, do you think people notice that I'm a large, flightless bird? I mean, more to the point, do you think they noticed that one day I wasn't a large flightless bird and the next day I was?
Well, I mean...
You remember, you promised, no bullshit.
Right. No bullshit. Right. Well, Doug, I think, yes, I think maybe they've noticed.
I knew it! They don't say anything to me, but I knew they could tell.
It's not... entirely something you could miss, all things considered.
No, I suppose not. Still, it's one of those sort of embarrassing personal things, you know? Like getting a zit or having something stuck between your teeth. When you finally notice, you find yourself worrying everyone thinks you look like a fool, and then you sort of get carried away in your head, and maybe it actually wasn't all that big deal in the first place.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're a large flightless bird.
Don't you think I know that?
Doug?
Yeah, Jer?
Why are you a large flightless bird?
Well, funny thing, I have no idea. One day I went to bed a 5'8" human. Next morning, I'm a 6'11" bird. Best I can tell, I pissed off a gypsy or something.
So, are you an ostrich or an emu?
Also a very good question. I've done a little research and I think I might be a ray? I think that's how they say it.
A what?
A ray. Native to South America, hunted by the cowboys or gauchos of the region for our meat. I heard we're much more tender than ostriches, actually. Quite tasty.
And, what do you eat, exactly?
Well, that's a bit of a sticky wicket. The morning I woke up like this, I tried to just continue to live my life as normal. I was about halfway through making an omelet when I realized that maybe I was being punished for eating eggs. That got me to wondering if I'd upset any vegans who might also be sorcerers, but... Well, there's a lot I don't know about the people in my life.
Yeah, I guess if people are scared to talk to you about being a large, flightless bird...
Exactly! Anyway, I stick to fruit mostly now, and, don't tell anyone, but... A bug flew in my mouth the other day, and I kind of liked it. Total accident, though, I swear.
Hey, listen, man, I don't judge. Well, except...
Uh-oh, what?
Well, it's just... my grandmother was a gypsy. That thing you said a minute ago was a little bit racist.
Oh, man, I am so sorry. Racism is wrong. I've learned the error of my bigoted ways, and now I'm prepared to be a better person. I'm still a large flightless bird, huh?
Yep.
Damn, I really thought that would work.